USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
8 people were killed Wednesday when a gunman opened fire at a light rail yard in San Jose. The shooter, identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy, was an employee at the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority facility. The Santa Clara County Sheriff says that they also found explosive materials in the building. Officials say Cassidy is among the dead. They believe he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. No clear motive has been identified. VTA officials say that light rail services will be suspended for several days while the investigation at the yard continues. And President Biden has asked U.S. intelligence officials for a definitive conclusion on the source of COVID-19. In a statement, Biden says he's asked the intelligence community to redouble their efforts to find evidence that could bring them closer to a definitive answer on the virus's origins. Biden says the intelligence community is focusing on two likely scenarios, a laboratory accident or human contact with an infected animal. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ohio drew its first winner Wednesday in its Vax-a-Million program, giving away $1 million to a lucky resident who has received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. On Tuesday, Colorado became the latest state to offer a lottery for those who get vaccinated, announcing a similar program to Ohio's. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says he'll be interested to see if those incentives drove people to roll up their sleeves. He tells CBS News that it's possible that the many offers could also be seen by the public as a bribe.
I'll be interested to see what studies show in terms of incentives, because there's a wide range of incentives that are out there. For some people who are on the fence who are saying, you know what, I do want to get vaccinated, but I'm not in any rush. You know, when it's convenient, I'll do it. But when they see an incentive, they'll say, wow, I'd really like that gift card. I'm going to go do that. But there's also some concern that people don't want to feel coerced or bribed into doing something. And the sense of, well, if I have to be bribed to do this, is there something wrong with that?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's pick to lead the ATF was on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Tim Berg reports.
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, appeared before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Mr. Chipman's nomination has been hailed by gun control advocates, but Second Amendment groups say he's advocated for extreme positions on firearms, including banning semi-automatic firearms and magazines. On Wednesday, Chipman was asked about banning the AR-15.
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill. And supported by the president. The AR-15 is a gun I was issued on ATF's SWAT team, and it's a particularly lethal weapon, and regulating it as other particularly lethal weapons I have advocated for. As ATF director, if I'm confirmed, I would simply enforce the laws in the book.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And former Virginia Senator John Warner has died. The Virginia Republican served 5 terms in the Senate before retiring in 2008. A Navy veteran, Warner served in World War II and Korea and was later Navy Secretary from 1972 to 1974. He was also a federal prosecutor. John Warner was 94. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.